Notes of the Queensland Camp Meeting. Campground, Logan Road, South Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. October 18, 1898. Last evening, Brother Daniels spoke to a full tent and many who were standing on the outside. All listened with the deepest interest. This morning, we had all of 100 out to the early morning meeting. There seems to be an earnest desire on the part of the people to be benefited by the privileges that are theirs here. These souls have come in from places where they have had very little ministerial help, and they are so thankful that they have the privilege of meeting Sister White, whose books have done them so much good. In the congregation on Sunday and Monday, there were members of Parliament who listened with interest. On Monday, Brother and Sister Haskell went into one of the largest drapery stores in Brisbane, and one man, the shop walker, spoke to Elder Haskell, saying, "I think I recollect seeing you on the platform under the large tent. Yesterday, my little daughter came from the campground and said that a gentleman had told them that it was wrong to use cigarettes, that they would injure those who used them. 'You must not use them, Papa,' she said, 'for they will do you harm.' He continued, 'I will go tonight if possible.' And he was there with the members of his family. The interest is increasing, and all who visit the encampment are favorably impressed. When the tents were first pitched, the children thought it was to be a circus, but later they were told by someone that this was not so, but that these people were Mormons who had come to convert all the women and take them to Utah. The father of the children said he would go and see for himself. He visited the encampment and returned with the word that he had conversed with this people and had found them good Christians who were here as missionaries to do good. Thus, impressions that are favorable are being made upon many minds, impressions more favorable than have been made at any camp meeting that has been held. I am so thankful that this is the case." Elder Haskell has become acquainted with the head of the electric light company. He found that this man was from America, and, in conversation with him, learned that he was from New England and that his mother was a Seventh-day Baptist. Both were acquainted with the businessman Cottrell and other businessmen. Finally, the manager proposed to light up the camp free of cost if our people would furnish men to put in fixtures. After a little more talk, he said, "I will make a donation of the time of the men, and it shall be all ready for you to commence your meeting Friday evening." These are the favors we are obtaining, and they show that the good hand of the Lord is in this matter. We ought to be very thankful for all these favors. The Lord moved upon the heart of this man and caused him to have a lively sense of Christian obligation. He was not asked to do this work, yet he performed it with satisfaction. We felt that the work done by this man was done to please God. This is the kind of help we appreciate. Testimony was born in our favor. This man showed that he was not disloyal to the seventh-day Sabbath, although he does not observe it. We feel that Brisbane will be benefited by this meeting. There are many who would gladly cooperate in a work of temperance in this place. If we walk humbly with God, I believe we shall see of His salvation. The Lord will help us. He has helped us in every way beyond our expectations. Our lessons are given us by the great apostle. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 5, 6, 8, 9. Man is to walk humbly with God, putting his entire trust in Him as his strength and efficiency. Of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30-31. The Lord will not sustain any self-gratification. He does not design that man shall put his trust in man or make flesh his arm.